We have a great working relationship with our nutrition services and dietitians in our hospital because it has a direct impact on diabetes. So we've worked with them extensively on trying to standardize the trays and make sure we're getting a set amount of carbs, that all the scoops are in a standardized volume. That way we know exactly the carb content our patients are getting and can adjust their insulin accordingly. On top of that, you know, you've got snacks throughout the hospital that can impact the blood sugars, the timing of the snacks, the choices of snacks, etc. So I know at least at our hospital, we've worked extensively with nutrition services, and this has been a wonderful working relationship, and we've been able to accomplish a lot.
Can you provide any tips on working with nutrition services?
I think to explain to them the impact of these different variables that they have on our blood sugars. So, for example, you know, if they're not getting a standard amount of carb at each meal, it's hard to dose the insulin in a standard dose for each meal. When there's too many variables, it's too hard to match. And then, you know, the snacks was a big issue at our hospital when the patients were drinking crackers and juice between each meal. It was difficult to assess the blood sugar trend and figure out, you know, is this high blood sugar because my lunch dose was inappropriate, or is it because the patient just drank a juice and ate some crackers right before we checked their blood sugar? So we worked with them to introduce a lot of new options and choices for our patients with diabetes. And they're things we want to teach them, not only while they're in the hospital, but things to change in their lives when they get home. We prefer that they drink zero-carb beverages, you know, like water or Crystal Lights. We provide our patients with a better juice drink option, but a lower carb juice drink option, I should say.
So you've kind of worked with them to come up with a menu that works well for diabetic patients?
And choices
patients
for lower carb snacks. So we use it not only to control their blood sugars in an inpatient setting, but to teach patients what better choices might be when they go home as well.
What advice can you offer hospitalists in treating diabetic patients?
Not be afraid. That it is very common. Everybody's in the same situation. And we should absolutely get comfortable with insulin because it's the best treatment in the hospitalized setting. And that we're all dealing with the same problem. Being a mentor, I've dealt with a lot of hospitals across the country, and we all run into similar issues. So it's nice to be able to see how different hospitals are dealing with different problems, and it's important to know your environment, what resources you have available at your particular hospital, and utilize them as much as possible.
What would be your best advice on how a hospitalist can get comfortable with prescribing insulin?
The Society of Hospital Medicine website has a lot of resources. It is geared a lot towards inpatient teams and quality improvement efforts, but there are a lot of generalized articles and resources on that page that can help hospitalists feel more comfortable with insulin dosing. And they spearheaded a lot of the general efforts in improving overall inpatient glycemic control. And their website has a lot of wonderful resources.